I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. It's time now for StoryCorps Griot. Each Tuesday, we bring you a story from the project that's recording African Americans talking about their lives. Today, how one mother made ends meet during the holidays. When Carrie Conley's husband left in the early 1960s, she started raising six children on her own. She took a job at a hospital delivering meals to patients as what was called a tray girl. Here, Conley and her youngest son, Jerry Johnson, remember that time.
When he left, I just said, Lord, what am I going to do with all these kids by myself? And I just had a small amount of money for food because everything had to come out of the small check that I was getting.
How did you get by?
Well, neck bones was 10 cents a pound, and I would go to the store and I'd get 10 pounds. I'd buy lima beans, black-eyed peas. Something boiled for every day in the week. So one of my sons now said he didn't eat black-eyed peas because he ate so many.
Well, I certainly don't remember ever being hungry. And, you know, we always love Christmas. And I cannot remember one Christmas that I didn't feel like I was the luckiest kid in the world, even though now I realize we had hardly anything in terms of money. How'd you hold that together?
Well, you know, we got one sick day a month. And if I was sick, I would still go to work. I was saving those days for Christmas. And at Christmas time, then they would pay me for those days. And you know, at around the 1st of December, all the rich peoples, they would clear out their children's toy chests. And they would take all these nice toys to the Salvation Army. And I would go there, and I would get me a huge box, and I would go around and pick out nice toys. And I would get that for a couple of dollars. And then I would use the other for fruit and for food. And so it seemed like we had a big Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But I never did tell you it was a Santa Claus because I said that I cannot give no man credit for what I'm working.
I know I speak for the rest of the kids who aren't here in telling you how much we love you and how much we appreciate the sacrifice that you went through. And the guidance and leadership that you are teaching us, and I think it's helping us all be better parents.
You know, my whole heart was my kids, and the Lord blessed all of them. And I'm so grateful.
Carrie Conley with her son Jerry Johnson in Detroit. StoryCorps Griot is currently recording interviews in Harlem. All the Griot Initiative recordings are archived at the Library of Congress. A copy of each interview will also go to the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. Read more of these stories in the new StoryCorps book, Listening is an Act of Love. To find out how to record your interview and to hear more from StoryCorps Griot, go to npr.org/newsandnotes.
StoryCorps is sponsored by AT&T. Funding for StoryCorps Griot comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.